Okay, my name is Danny Jensen. I'm from Arizona, and this is my third pickleball tour.
Hi, my name is Brooke Revuelta. I'm from Miami, Florida. This is my first pickleball tour on military bases.
Hi, my name is Helen Toe, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and this is my first pro pickleball military tour.
Hi, my name is Walter Lau from Southern California, and this is my first military tour for pro pickleball.
So our first question is, can you tell us a little bit about what took place at the school this morning?
So we actually taught a PE class this morning. We kind of just had the kids playing around, running around, and then doing an exhibition for them, showing them, you know, what we do. And then also took on the tournament champions of that sixth grade class to show them how it's done, you know.
That bit was really fun just because they had two of the teams who were like the best kids in their class, and the other kids really wanted to see them challenge the pros and see how well they would fare against us. So that was fun.
So how did you get into pickleball and why do you love it?
Yeah, so I think a lot of us can say the same thing, that we all started playing and got very addicted to the game. And the best part about pickleball is the community. So we all were in great areas with great community and great people. So it was great for us to be able to start that way. So we all started very similar in that direction, but we all came from different backgrounds. I was a soccer player. So I played soccer in college, and then now I play professional pickleball.
For me, tennis was always kind of at the forefront, and pickleball was never really something I even gave second thought to. I actually didn't even know about pickleball until probably about 5 years ago. As soon as I had a couple friends that were bugging me to play, it took an injury from tennis for me to finally realize that, hey, maybe this isn't just for 55-year-old people, which actually was the average age when I picked it up. Now, as you can see, the age has dropped probably by decades. So you'll see a lot of young kids going into the game. And for me, at a young age, it was always tennis all the way through college. I played through UCSD, and then afterwards kind of stopped for a little bit. Once I picked it back up, I got hurt, and after I won nationals in the US Open, I decided to go pro after that.
I was a competitive junior tennis player growing up, and I didn't love it, so I stopped playing competitive tennis. However, I've always been active, always playing sports, working out in the gym, doing all that kind of stuff. So when I found pickleball, it was just very nostalgic to me almost, because it was so similar to tennis, but I loved it so much more just because you get so many connections. It's very social. It's crazy like how many people you can meet and how many connections you can make and the places that it'll take you. Like, I never thought I'd be traveling Europe playing pickleball, so it's amazing.
So what do you enjoy about visiting various bases overseas and interacting with service members and their families?
So I actually have a personal connection to the military and the Army. My great-grandfather was in the Army, and as well as my grandfather and my stepfather. So it's been really cool to see what everybody does here and the certain roles that they have, and learn about a little bit about what they do for us. And special thanks to what you guys do. If not, we wouldn't be here. And it's been really great to have this opportunity to do this.
Okay, so pose the same question to you. What do you enjoy about visiting various bases overseas and interacting with service members and their families?
Yeah, this being my third tour, I've been around the world literally. Been to the Middle East, all the way down to Guantanamo Bay, actually. So I've gotten the opportunity to see a lot of really cool bases and how different they all are at the same time as how similar they all are. And the best thing that I can say is we get to meet the best people. Playing pickleball is just a great community. And when people show up, they're excited to see us. We're excited to see them. They don't really realize every time how excited we are to hear about their lives, because they do it every day, as much as they are willing and eager to hear about our lives. So it's been really awesome to be able to share experiences, and hopefully, you know, we continue to do these trips and get to see more and get to impact more lives.
Can you tell me about the pickleball clinic happening this afternoon?
Sure, I'd love to. The clinic this afternoon is going to be from 4:30 to 6:30 at the NAS 2 Fitness Center. It'll involve us four pickleball pros trying to give some instruction on how to keep score, what the rules are for those that don't know, and for those that do know, we'll provide some drilling and some mechanical adjustments to their strokes, as well as some strategy tips that people can use during their play.
Is there anything else regarding like what we have to look forward to that you would like to include as well?
Yeah, we'll also be having a little prize giveaway, which is always fun, as well as having some teams challenge the pro players, which is probably the best part of every single one. And so far, we have not been beat on this tour. So we hope that somebody comes out and is able to challenge us.